And now this is a dictation for Tammy, T-O-M-M-I-E, Ogletree, O-G-L-E-T-R-E-E, February 22nd, 64. Addresses a letter to Laura, L-O-R-A, Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N-P-A-C, 352-8451. Dear Mrs. Hansen, a follow-up for Mr. Ogletree with chronic kidney disease, small kidneys, history of kidney stones, last visit December, almost a year ago, no hospital admission, overall feeling well. Prior exposure to heavy metals and iron overload. Does not check blood pressure at home. Has nocturia. Other extensive review system is negative. Apparently, one of his providers is doing an MRI of the liver. He doesn't know why. Medication list review on low dose of lisinopril. Blood pressure today, 134.82, weight 138. He has decreased hearing, but normal speech. No respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no abdominal tenderness. Excuse me, there is minor discomfort on the left abdomen, but no masses, no ascites, no edema, no focal motor deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry shows back in August a high potassium that needs to be rechecked. He already stopped sources of potato. Normal sodium acid base, creatinine worse at 2.3 for a GFR of 29, stage 4 progressive. Normal calcium albumin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4 appears progressive. Bilateral small kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. Prior history of kidney stones but no recurrence. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or need for dialysis. No elevation of phosphorus. There has been no need for EPO treatment, no need for binders. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled from the renal standpoint, stable, excuse me, from the renal standpoint, continue to monitor chemistries on a regular basis. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months.